Podtacular Customs and Collins, episode 44, with your host, Fumo Spellcheck.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck, and still with us for our final show of the week, the one, the only...
G. Lewis...
Sweet.
L337. Yeah.
Well, this is the Customs and Collins show, and this is where we talk about custom games people sent in. We play back your listener voicemails, the ones that are good, and we talk about Tales from the Foxhole, stories people sent in about Halo 2 adventures. So, start off with some custom games here.
All right. Yeah. Looks like Warthog Explosion by Hanukkah Harry. Something everyone should do is do a custom game and put overshields on, set the map to coagulation with tanks and warthogs, have the host be driver in the warthog, and have the person on the other team get to the tank. You can shoot the warthog many, many times without it ever blowing up. As long as it doesn't land flipped over, don't shoot it if the host driver isn't in it. We should explain that a little bit more, but sounds like a fun game.
Kimo 23 says a game called Red Rover.
Woo!
It's like the classic children's schoolyard game. Just like in real life, two teams will line up facing each other. Red versus blue, standard. Best play in the pot of midship, or actually any space. Anyway, the party leader will call out a gamer tag and ask him and the selected player... will fight using only melee attacks. The winner of the showdown gets to go back to his side, and the whole team waits for the killed person to respawn, join their team, and add to the line. The winner of each showdown calls out the next name. Read this until everyone is on one team and in one big line. Make sure team changing's on! And I guess, magnums. And empty all your ammo for starting, you know, if you want, I guess. Normal shields, no extra stuff, no extra camo or anything. That's about it. You know, keep up the great show. That is the best game we've ever gotten, I swear.
Really?
Really. I'm going to go play that later.
What? Oh, Red Rover? Oh, okay.
All right. Next.
I think G. Lewis said, was that the one you sent in before, or was it another one?
What, Red Rover?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Because I remember seeing that before. Yeah. In any case, that's cool. Must be a popular game.
I've seen that before. I sent that through. But, yeah.
Well, so, also part credit to G. Lewis for sending that in before. Mm-hmm. So, Gang Wars is another one by Purple Helmet.
Another one.
And this one, the map is headlong. The score to win rounds is 100. It goes on and on about all the different options about this. You can check it out in the show notes. But basically, to play this game, you have to have 8-plus players. And there are to be three teams, two different teams have to be gangsters, and one team has to be the cops. Once you start the game, the gangsters are only having legal weapons, which are SMG, Magnum, and Shotgun. The rest of the other weapons are illegal, even turrets on the map and Warthog turret. The gangster's job are to kill the other gang without the cops seeing you kill them. And the cops' job are to inspect the gangster's weapons and to check if they have illegal weapons and to prevent them from killing each other. If a cop sees a gangster killing another gangster, they're to kill the criminal. And the gangsters can use the illegal weapons that they like, but stay away from the cops while carrying them. Cops can carry weapons, any weapons they like, even illegal ones, and cops have to say weapon check, insert gamer tag here, in order to check if they have legal weapons. If a cop finds you with an illegal weapon, they will kindly ask you to let him confiscate the weapon for you. If the gangsters resist, cops are able to shoot them down. If a gangster kills a cop, the party leader will have to boot the person who killed the cop, but are able to come back in if they learned his or her lesson. And the building next to the under-construction building will be the police building. Gangsters are restricted to enter the building if no one sees them entering, and warthogs are cop cars. If a cop sees a gangster riding on his car, the cop kills the gangster. And this game is fun if people follow the rules.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard
if you have stupid... people follow the rules.
It's like the game, you guys have played SimCity on Halo 2. You ever played that?
No, I never
some
it.
Guy, he made up some game, it's called SimCity, and I was playing it, and... he like gives everybody jobs to move around boxes and stuff, and you level up by moving stuff around and doing jobs. And when you level up, you get a new gun. But if you shoot somebody, there's a cop that has like a overshield and a sniper. He's like the Juggernaut. I don't know. It wasn't really that fun.
It's too complicated, man.
It's not really too complicated.
I've tried these games before, and it's just people can't follow rules. You know, people can't even follow zombie rules. How are they going to follow rules like this? You know, so all the time people are kicking people out and yelling at people, no, that's not how you
well,
do it.
Well, the thing is that...
That's why it's like, dude, just play something simple, you know.
Even,
there's enough basic rules to make all kinds of fun games with the basic rules. Without having too much crazy stuff, you know.
Even if you get people that follow the rules, it eventually gets boring, like after 4 hours of playing it. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or trying to explain 4 hours explaining the rules.
Yeah,
I had hard of a time with Frogger, even though that's such a fun game.
Yeah, Frogger is awesome, but
it's really not that complicated. But it's just people can't figure it out, man.
Yeah, that is really fun. We should play that later. But anyway,
yeah, we should, dude.
Yeah. Okay, next we got Paintball by Speedy 9123. This is basically SWAT. With Covenant weapons. You know what SWAT is. It's no shields, no radar. Okay. A little different. You put Captain Ammo on this one. And the weapons on the map are plasma. Starting with the plasma rifle. Secondary is a plasma pistol. No overshields on the map. First to six wins. One life for everyone. Can be played with teams. Or not no melee. Okay. Or
can be played with teams or not. And then no melees or...
Vehicles.
Vigils?
Best played on backwash. Any number of players can play. And one last thing, no turrets. So basically it's a blend of SWAT and Counter-Strike put in together.
Yeah.
See,
like the usual paintball.
But hey, if you really want to play a good paintball game, Greg Hasey's Tournament Paintball Maxed, I recommend.
I think
not really. It's actually a great game.
I think that this game, paintball, when Speedy said it would be better if you didn't have active camos, because I played without active camos, and it was really fun. I've never tried it with the active camo on, so maybe I should try that later. See how it goes.
Call me crazy, but like I like to play actual paintball.
Yeah, I like getting out my Spider E99 Avant and unloading onto people I don't know. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. SWAT CTF by Goped Racer.
SWAT Gun.
ESA.
SWAT Gun.
3. How clever. In SWAT CTF, take matters into the hands of highly trained SWAT members. Battle rifle and magnum start weapons, no shields, no radar. You got one life, and a shot to the head ends it all. So use your skills to locate your objective, the flag, and bring it home. So, the terrorist group guarding the flag is relentless and will shoot on sight. Infiltrate the base, make your shots count, and stay alive. That's an order, soldier.
Pretty cool. So,
one life per round. Grenades on map. Off. One round. BR Magnum starting weapons. Single flag round limit. 8 minutes.
Yeah. So basically, you can hear.
That's an order, soldier. Sorry.
For the most part.
Oh, bring back the good old days when I used to do sergeant impressions. Suck at life at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. And don't ask for me to do them again, because I won't do them again.
Do it again.
I'm gonna get 12 emails now, just right now. They're going,
anyway, so we got...
you got mail.
Yeah, so SWAT CTF, anyway. You can pretty much figure that out just by reading the name, for the most part.
Yeah.
But it's pretty similar to Counter-Strike, except for with the flag instead. So Counter-Strike is awesome, dude. I love playing that. I'm talking about the variant, the custom game for Halo 2 in particular. But anyway... I digress. On to Exploding Ninjas by Clay Sniper. And he says, it's Assault, it's one bomb, offense, defense, with camo on every player. 15 seconds arming with sticky arming, and starting weapons, energy sword with starting grenades. Weapons on map are brute shots, and there's no moti sword, or brute shot blade, is like the ninja's sword, and camo, and no motion sensor allows more assassinations. Oh yeah, there's no vehicles. Brute shots, explosives, let players keep their stealth, but they can explode and reveal others. It's fun with Assault on maps like Zanzibar and Terminal because they offer lots of cover. Sounds cool.
Yep. Well, we got Mayhem here by RVB M. Caboose. He says that he's brought in a game that's it's Slayer. It's mostly a free-for-all, but you can use it as teams if you want to put it. If you want to split it to humans versus Covenant. And you start off with an energy sword and a brute shot. The motion sensor is off. No overshields on the players or the map. The most important part of this game is that you set all vehicles and weapons to random, excluding, of course, your starting weapons. You can set the time limit to anything you want, but the score should be 50 or below, because if it's any higher, then it gets insanely drawn out. By the way, the Covenant must all be elites, because, well, they are the Covenant. This is hilarious, because when playing on small maps, you can find bodies just piled everywhere at any given time during the game. Peace out, guys. Keep on fragging. Yeah. Beat down all the dudes. I think what he meant to put here is that there's no shields at all.
Okay.
Because then you see a lot, it'd be easier to die. But, yeah.
Cool.
Got one here from Grenades called Monster. It's a Juggernaut game played on Lockout with BRs. And sword as starting weapons, and no weapons on map. The Juggernaut has radar and overshield, and whoever is the Juggernaut, a.k.a. the Monster, goes into the lowest room underneath the tower. Not under the sniper tower, the other
BR
one.
BR tower.
Yeah. Only the Juggernaut can use a sword. The players can rush the Juggernaut any way they want, only using BRs. When you become the Juggernaut, you stay in the room under the tower. Alright, described. The game is best played with at least six people. And keep up the great work. So thank you.
Sounds kind of interesting. I guess you're like a... It's kind of like a dragon in a cave or something like that. I don't know. Kind of weird. Except
gotta
for...
go into...
Yes, it's like you're being dragged into a foxhole!
Yes!
Oh!
Nice.
Oh!
Speaking of foxholes...
Right. It's time for Tales from the Foxhole.
Yeah, we got a lot of them this week.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. People were busy over those...
Yes, they
breaks.
Were.
Holiday breaks.
They were busy. They were busy.
So let's start off with Chemo23, who says he's got two of them here. First one is he and his bub were playing Team Action Sack, and they got dual wielding only. So already off to a sad start. Everybody else except one guy on the opposing team was in one of the rooms in Foundation. And this guy would wait for us to come and then assassinate us, right? So he's getting sick of them dying, so he picks up some plasma grenades. And this guy sees him from across the map, starts throwing frags at him. He switches to plasmas and chucks one in his direction. The guy was jumping around, so he threw it kind of high. Well, as he was happily bouncing around, he happened to connect with his lone grenade, and touchdown, he screams right in the face. So he stuck the guy from across the map while he was jumping around, and it was really fun. After that, they rushed the room, came back, and won. This was a Team Snipers game on Relic, was another one here, and he was on Relic looking for stragglers coming up to him. And all of a sudden, he hears his shields beeping and the sound of beatdowns. He does a 360 spin, fires three random shots in hope of survival, and somehow he's still alive. He luckily shot all three of them in the head just before they could press the B button one last time. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, Bloody Rocketeer, or his gamer tag, Your Mr. Happy says, he has two this week. And he says, number one, I was on Zanzibar with a swords-only game with my buddies, and one just got a double kill. I think that means one of his buddies got a double kill, so I threw a frag to make a smoke screen, and I flew through it, and I just started laughing because my friend yelled, holy, you can get the rest, and then boom,
holy shoot,
holy boom, he died. Number two was, I fell off the edge in Lockout at the respawn of the sniper. I was like, what the heck, I'll throw a grenade up there just for the heck of it, and I look at the screen and it says, you stuck, Overlord, Dwarf Lord.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
That'd be so awesome. Yeah, before. I always throw a grenade up there, but I never hit anything.
I've done that once, but, you know, it's really rarely that you would do it.
Huh. Cool. That'd be funny, dude, you, like, knock a guy off and you're like, ha ha ha, and then all of a sudden, like, your grenade comes flying up from the bottom and lands on top of your head.
Sticks you in the face. Yeah.
No, nuts.
It's like how you got pwned. Oh, crap.
And especially if it's like a one-life game, you go, ha, ha, ha. In the dead lobby, you know, you talk to people because they're dead too.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, Mackenzie Kramer says, I heard you guys like weird gamer tags. It's like, I don't know, he might talk. Well, I thought for a while, I guess the only weird gamer tag I've ever heard was Redo to Nerf Forehead. Oh,
exactly,
it's pronounced like red dot on your forehead. Oh, red dot on your forehead. Okay. I meant it to be like that, like those infrared laser dot scopes that always leave that cool red dot on the bad guy's body or head before they get blown away. However, I've been called racist by people who think it offends Indian. You know, like, you know, like, what are you not like
speaking of racist, you know? Dang. I know, just
no. I love it. I love both Indian people. They're fun. I have my friend Achi and my friend Diving Squirrel or something. I don't know why they even start to think I hate Asian or Indians. Anyway, it's kind of weird, and no one can ever pronounce it more than red in I couldn't pronounce it. I'm like, red, don't your forehead? I wouldn't have gotten it unless you said, which it's pronounced like.
If there was another D in there, it might make it a little easier. Because it's red on.
Yeah, so. Or if you had hyphens, that'd be great. I bet you couldn't fit all the hyphens in there. I don't know. I feel retarded now.
So, G. Lewis, what's next, man?
Painkiller 05 writes in, he goes, I think the funniest thing I've ever heard was JVB talking about taking a bath with his uncle in a Tower of Power game.
JVB is crazy, man. He's just crazy.
JVB is
He's
crazy.
The craziest New York elevator repairman I've ever met.
Soon to be police officer.
Oh, is he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Man. Good for him.
Yeah. The cream corn Sweet. King.
So,
the cream corn king.
Yeah, he was on Game Talk a little while ago. That was pretty fun.
Nice. Yeah, I heard that one. That was really cool.
Yep.
So, this guy G-Man writes in, right? He says this guy. He's mentioned this other guy, RizKid54. Well, G-Man met him. He lives in Andover, I think. Where's Andover? I have no idea. Well, it's
yeah,
Andover there,
right?
Anyway, he says he met him on the ski lift. He was on the ski lift with this guy, right? He's going up the ski lift, and he's like, do you play Halo? And he said, yes. And then they were talking about podcasts, and he brought up podcasts, and he was like, do you know this guy, RizKid? And he said, yeah, I am RizKid. And he was like, wow. So basically, he
That's awesome.
I just thought that was totally amazing that he, you know, he met this guy going up a ski lift. Not only was he saying, do you play Halo? Yes. Do you listen to podcasts? Yes. Do you listen to podcasts?
He narrowed it down
yes.
to the exact.
But he's like, do you know this guy, RizKid? And he's like, that's
he
me.
Narrowed down to the exact gamer tag.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Incredible. Stupendous. All right, I'm a dork. Who's next?
Painkiller05 says he thinks the funniest thing he's ever heard.
I already said that.
Dude, we just said that one. Come on.
We skip around, I guess.
Yeah, we did. I skipped backwards. So
I think I read the wrong one, actually.
Yeah,
my
so
bad.
You get less negative points because we skip backwards.
No.
Okay. I got confused. I'm like, wait, did we just talk about JVB? One of the funniest things, Macy's got a lot of stuff this week. He's heard on Halo 2 was when he let his little sister, she's 14, smack talk for him while on the mic while he pwned people.
That is so great. Hey, if you guys ever want to do this and get a recording of it, that'd be so
at
awesome.
At the end of the game.
Yeah, my brother does it.
Oh, nice. At the end of the game, this guy was like, whoa, are you a... yeah. Strain sizing gurgles.
Dude,
yay!
So
awesome. I'd love to hear that. Also, from like a fourth or fifth episode,
yeah. You
know, we had that one kid.
Dude, that was hilarious.
Like crazy. If you can point out some more kids that
he was like, beep, 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 beep.
That was pretty
yeah,
fun.
That was crazy, dude. He was like
bleeping
little kid
all
too.
Every other word he said.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys want to hear some classic contact here, man, that's some good stuff right there. It's so funny. This little kid that's just like cussing like crazy.
Those were the days.
I know, huh? You got like grunt stuff
you would
like,
say the word
spread
jackal,
out all between everything.
And then I put like a center right after it. Oh, those were the days.
No!
So am I next year? Like, I think I am.
Yeah, well, we're
anyway,
only doing a
short story.
Dutchie
writes
today.
In saying one time he and me, Fumo, and a bunch of other pod-tagger peeps were playing this assault game on Terminal, and we started out on defense. And we got to all guard our post inside the base, and wait, so in runs this guy. So he has speed hacks on, and he comes in with the bomb and sits at the bomb plant. Well, our Wraith guy shoots, and several of our guys rain down on him with bullets. Needless to say, the modder got owned. So he tries to say...
I think that was me.
So he tries to say, Let's see. The same thing two more times before it's our turn and defense is over. And each time he gets owned. So we start out on offense. About 5 seconds into the game, the modder quits. So we're all jeering the team and stuff. Much not to our surprise throughout the match, the entire team starts leaving one by one. It was hilarious.
We got another one here.
Macy.
Yeah, I think we just heard him 2 seconds ago, but we're mentioning him again.
This is new stuff. Here's some good gamer tags, you know. These are taken. You cannot steal these. I'm sorry. They're taken already.
Yep. Ample gravy.
A crippled Mexican.
The baby Jesus.
And people always pronounce his.
Oh, we finally said it.
Massey. There's no T in
Massey. Missy. That
Massey.
Was the one we were saying before.
Okay, Massey. We got it now.
Massey. I think Massey sounds better anyway. What's
I don't know. Masai is kind of cool.
Just mess with him, dude. Minnie Mouse.
I think that guy who had the gamer tag is the baby Jesus. That is a cool gamer tag. And not because I'm a Christian, but because if you get beat down by the baby Jesus, especially if your gamer tag is Satan, that's awesome.
Armageddon on Halo 2.
Dude, the baby Jesus just did a headshot
of Satan.
So we got
one from Yellow Snow who says, one day he was playing some matchmaking with his friend. We saw someone with the name of a random white guy.
It's the end of the world.
And it was pretty funny because whenever we kill, he would kill you and say, you were killed by a random white guy. Also, he remembers when he was playing in a Rumble Pit game, there was this one guy, when he would kill you, he would scream at the top of his lungs, are you okay? Or sometimes he would scream, I'm so sorry, it was an accident. It was pretty funny, but increasingly frustrating when you kept hearing him shout those comments.
I played against somebody that was doing that. That was hilarious.
Are you okay?
He was like shooting at it. He goes, I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm sorry!
It's great.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. They're still great. All right,
well, it's time for some segments and voicemails. You know, Daniel, he wanted to tell us, you know, that all his Halo songs, you know, they're other people's music, okay? We realize that.
Yes, we will.
But, you know, it's their own lyrics, and they're also good. So don't whine, you know? So don't touch that click wheel. We'll be right back after these segments and voicemails.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling, so appealing, for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, banana phone. It grows in bunches, I've got my hunches, it's the best, beat the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular, ring, 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 banana phone. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping, banana phone. It's no baloney, it ain't a phony, my cellular, bananular phone.
Alright guys, that's crazy, I know. Segments and voicemails time. If you remember, if you want to call in, it's 206-888-HALO. 206-888-HALO. Let's get rolling. I'm sorry, guys. Hold on. Let's be proper about this now, okay? I'm sorry. We're going to get off to a good start today. It's been a long time. We have a whole lot to do. Let's get the voicemail started right.
Segments and voicemails.
Yeah,
Podcastular.
This is why we like you guys. Rock on.
Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Yeah, that's one. Now we're going. Yeah, voicemail of the week is going to be Daniel. Daniel, good guy. Daniel's personal. Okay, what just happened? That's not a good sound. My guess is that QuickTime 7 sucks.
so crud. Oh well, here's Daniel with his song. Yeah, I don't know the name of the song. How ahead of time and how prepared do you guys think I am? I'm sorry for disappointing you guys, though. I don't know. All right, well, anyways, here is Daniel, and he's got a story. Story time, guys. So grab your iPod, grab your whatever. Just grab a controller, curl up. Got like 20 minutes of them, I swear. We had a whole bunch just accumulate from the holiday season. Yeah. So, here's Daniel. In 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, Podtacular. Welcome to a new year. This is Daniel, as usual, and I wanted to not sing you guys a song, but instead tell you a story about how I got my 360. It's an exciting tale of whimsy and wonder and action and adventure and driving and eating Carl's Jr., but you'll find out about that. So, here's what happened. Me and my friend David Lowe were going to camp out in front of a Best Buy on December 17th for the 18th, when the new shipment of Xbox 360s came. And so I told David, I'm going to drive by Best Buy at around 4, just to make sure nobody's there, and then I'll drive by at 7, and then we'll drive by at 8, and if someone's there, then we'll go. He's like, alright, that's cool. So I drive by, and so I pack up all my stuff, put it in my backpack, because I'm going to go to his house first at about 4, hang out, eat dinner, and play a little Xbox, and then go to Best Buy. So I drive by at 4, and a line of 15 people had already amassed, and I was like, oh, shizzle. So I drive my car down to the parking lot, park my car, run upstairs, and I'm number 16 in line. I whip out my cell phone, call David. David, you got to get over here right now. There's already 16 people in line. He's like, you're kidding me. I'm like, no, I'm number 16. And so he comes back an hour later. Oh, by the way, this is he's here at 5 o'clock. So I'm waiting in line for an hour, just sitting there, talking to my neighbor Alex and my other neighbor Justin, who are real cool guys. All just wanted a 360. And so he gets there. And then I go home, get the rest of my stuff, and we set up our tent. Yes, we had a tent and sleeping bags and chips and soda. Computers, iPods, no Xboxes, but we did have Family Guy, so it was all good. Okay. So eventually we went and got dinner. And at that point, after we got dinner and ate, I did a little head count to see if anybody had jumped into line or anything. Nope, I was still number 16th in line. Everybody was accounted for. It was all good. And everything was fine. So we all hung out. We met a couple other cool guys. And we were just chilling. It was like, all right, this is a good time. And at about 4 o'clock in the morning, we said, all right, we should probably get some sleep. And then they woke us up at 6:30 because they were handing out tickets. The tickets were the things that assured that you were going to get an Xbox. And so I got out. I said, Dave, wait here in line real quick. And so I did a little head count again. There were 19, we were number 19th in line all of a sudden. So apparently 3 more people had just jumped in line somehow, and I didn't even know about it. So I went to the manager and said, did 3 people jump in line? Are we missing something? And they're like, no, everybody's been here the entire time. I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, oh, this is bullshit. And so what happened was, what I forgot to mention was that they only had 20 Xboxes. And so the people behind me who had been talking to all night who were assured an Xbox now weren't going to get one. And I was like, oh, this is bullshit, man. This can't happen. And so what happened was I went and talked to the guy. They're like, don't worry, we have 34. And so basically they'd been lying to us the whole night, telling us they only had 20 and that, you know, we weren't going to get one. And so we jumped in line, or we got back in line. Everybody got back in line after complaining to the manager, got their tickets, went inside, got their Xbox, came out with eternal happiness in their hands. I literally held it on high and said, this is my baby, and if any of you touch it, I'll kill you. I think that was a direct quote. I think that's actually exactly what I said. Anyway, so that's my little story of whimsy, wonder, action, adventure, and Carl's Jr. Alright, guys. Welcome to 2006, or for all you Homestar fans, 2066. So, hope it's a good year, guys, and glad you guys are back. Alright, see you later.
Hey guys, this is Pankillo5 singing it. My tale is in a 66 game on terminal. It was really funny because The other team had a modder and spawn mods, so we were all spawning and they were killing us over and over again. And then, like, after one of our teammates quit, it just went into blue screen and it came back. And it came back. You just hear lots of screaming from the other team, and we're not dying over and over again. And we end up winning the game. We take all the plots, because there's three plots. We take all the plots. They're not able to take a single one from us, because they're too busy killing us, instead of racking up time. I'd like to say that if you get in a game with a modder, don't quit, because you can still win. So, yeah, bit of encouragement right there. Like the show, good job, and good luck in 2006.
Hey, this is Corndog Izzle calling to say hi to Spellcheck. Just letting you guys know you're doing a great job. Keep it up, and Spellcheck, I'll see you in math class.
Wow, I was just calling to see if this worked. Wow, keep up the good work. I'm listening to your episodes on 1 through 5 or whatever, and it's... Yeah, love you guys. Boy.
Hey, what's up? This is Spider-Man with an L for the I. I know it's like lead speak right there. But anyways, I got some game types. I got four for you. I'm going to try and make this quick. First game type's called Single Team CTF. And in this game type, there is one team. And everyone's on one team. And you got to make sure there's at least one person on the other team or the flag won't appear. So like what I do is just log in a guest. And he'll just sit there the whole time. And in this game, whoever returns the flag first wins, and it's everyone's on one team, so there will be betrayals. So you gotta turn the betrayal penalty off, and you gotta make sure you know who you're playing with, so you don't get booed from the party every time you betray someone. So let them know that not to eject you. And my next game type is called baseball. In this game, there are three balls on the map, and whoever gets all three balls back to the base, all three of them have to be there at the same time, and that team will win. My next game type is called Fatality, spelled just like the gamer with the one for the eye or whatever. And in this game, it's just Slayer or Team Slayer, and except I turn the radar off and I put the death penalty on, so it's really hard and it'll last a long time. You gotta be good for that game or it can be really hard. And my last game is Survivor Halo, just like the show. It's 8 versus 8. I guess you can do any amount, but it's most fun with 16 people at first. And you guys will play Slayer or Objective Match, whatever you want. And after each game, the losing team will vote out one member of the team. And you keep doing this until one team gets down to 3 members. And at that point, you'll merge into one team, and you'll play Slayer or Objective once again. And the winner of free-for-all matches will be immune, and you can't vote for him, and you'll keep voting until eventually it'll get down to 2 people, and you guys will play a head-to-head match, and the winner of that's the sole survivor. And you gotta make sure to put on the equal team, so it's always the same amount of people versus the same amount of people, or else it'll be like 8 versus 3, and that would suck. So those are my game types, and love the show. See you guys later.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Wheezy68 from Duna Dane Reborn. I love the show. Just wanted to mention 2 quick tips. Number 1, if you're near a ledge on a level such as Gemini on the outside part near the teleporter, or Waterworks with a huge underground lake, or any other level with a ledge, and you have a valuable weapon like a sword or sniper rifle, you might want to jump off the edge to prevent the other team from getting your weapons. This is useful if you're about to die and you have no chance of surviving, because the other team can't get your weapons that they could have used to boost their game. Also, don't forget about the overshield and rumble pit. A lot of people don't think that there's an overshield because it's a free-for-all game. In double team, there is no overshield. And a lot of people think that because there's no overshield in double team, there's no overshield in bubble pit. But there is, so remember that, because it's a good way to stay alive longer and get a couple more kills that you couldn't have gotten without the overshield. So thanks, guys. Great show. And shout out to all my friends. See you later.
Hey, Spellcheck and Simo Jai. This is Fantasy Deluxe. That is P PHANTASY and Deluxe. I got a tip for Lockout, and it's when you're playing a Team Slayer game, just have someone take the sniper, or if not, just get as fast as you can to the BR tower and just survey that area. And in order for people to come get you, they would have to come from behind or jump up in the front, and you would easily see them on your radar, and then you could easily just throw a grenade, and then they would come up and get blasted, and then you can just shoot them for a kill. And that's the tip that I have for you, and yeah, keep on trucking.
Hey, Podtacular, my name is Mark, my gamertag's Plasma Grenades, and it's just plasma, space, and then instead of a G, there's a Q and the rest of grenades. And here's a tip for playing on Lockout. What you do is you have one person with the sword or shotgun wait by the three plasma grenades spawn by the sniper rifle tower, and another person wait around the corner by the opening that you can jump over to the middle, and then the other two people can go do whatever. But it works best if you have everyone stay at the sniper tower, so you can just protect that area, and if anyone comes, shotgun or sword them, and then you can have your sniper up top doing whatever, and then the other person trying to reel them over by the shore shotgun. Good job with the podcasting, and yeah, I guess talk to you later, man.
Yo, Podtacular, this is Phantom Gat. Yeah, it's my gamer tag. Haha. A tip for Lockout. There is a little hidey hole outside the lower ramp leading into the lower gravelet. It's a nice place to hide if you have the sword, because people respawn near there, and it makes a really good spot to jump out with them, to jump out at them. Also, when playing any game, make sure you have either the sword, the sniper, or the shoddy, because they all really pwn on this map. Sword especially, because this map has a lot of enclosed fighting spaces. Yeah, that's about it. Keep up the great work. Put this on show if you can. Thanks. And could you give a shout-out to my friend, SniperEvo86? He's been really pwning this week. He just got Xbox Live about a month ago, and he's, like, a level 20 in Team Snipers. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Hey, guys, this is Total Sacrifice again. Caught up to give you my Xbox 360 adventure update. Anyway, on the 23rd, I almost got a 360. What happened was that my little cousin had canceled his pre-order at GameStop, but they called him anyway. Him and my mom went over, because I was at work again. Him and my mom went over there, and they're passing her card, and when they were swiping her card, they realized that he had canceled the pre-order, so they didn't want to sell it to her, no questions asked, no nothing. So I got screwed. So I waited, and I got lucky. On the 31st, which was yesterday, I got a flyer from Walmart. They're advertising the 360, I'm like, oh, they must be getting them. My same little cousins over there at Walmart called, checked, asked them, and they said they're supposed to sell them at 8 in the morning on the 1st. I get up bright and early today, showed up there at 7 something, and I got me a 360. I'm finally happy. And I got a premium, which is so sweet. I only got to set it up earlier today, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to joining you guys on live in games, in the 360 games, the ones that have the 360 at JVB. All right. But that was my Xbox 360 adventure that's finally come to an end. But now I can just enjoy the games. Anyways, I've ranting long enough. Hope you guys had a happy holidays and have a happy new year. Hopefully this new year will bring us the best for everyone. Later.
Hey, this is Red Dot in your forehead. And this is my first time, but I figured I'd help out with the news from the foxhole. Anyway, I was playing a capture the flag game on Waterworks. And, you know how, like, they always get the wraith and stuff and, like, box in the base? Well, our wraith guy was really nice. He boxed in the back of the base and then went to the front and conveniently got jacked, unbeknownst to us. So R8 was, like, hanging around in front of my base. Well, anyway, I was inside the base with this one guy by the flag. And as I'm watching him, he takes all those little fusion core barrels that blow up when you shoot them. And he's really careful, and he rolls them all in right next to the flag. And I asked him what he's doing. He said, well, hey, if the flag carrier comes in, and the flag guy comes in trying to get the flag, shoot one of the barrels, blow them up. Well, anyway, so, like, he takes, like, forever to do this. And, you know how our Wraith got jacked in the front. So, like, I'm sitting there looking at it, and I see a yellow dot turn from yellow to red outside our base. I'm like, oh, crap. So I hightail it out of there. I'm still looking in. And the guy goes, hey, look, I'm done. And just as he says that, a big ball of plasma flies in and blows the crap out of him. And his body goes flying around the base like a freaking ping pong ball. And I just thought it was hilarious. So there's my news from the foxhole. And I'd like to give a shout out to Wacky Splash. Anyway, peace.
Hello, Podtacular. This is Jublane. The little tale from the foxhole is for you. Started as a Team Slayer game on Sanctuary. It was a Team Snipers game. We paired up with, one guy was called Silent Rambo and Ruthless Canadian. We were really getting beat pretty bad. Bad enough that everybody on my team quit, and I was the only one left. But I stayed with it to the end of the game. I think I ended up with like 7 kills to their 50. But I still stayed with it. I don't quit, folks. Let's see, what else? Oh, kind of segue. Levels aren't so important, people. Seriously. You go down a level. I mean, it just means you play against easier people. There's a reason for it. I understand, you know, levels are great. And you want to get higher levels, but don't freak out if you go down a level. And what else? Oh, okay. HBO fan fiction. A lot of you are familiar with the huge community surrounding Halo.Bungie.org or HBO, but not many people are involved in the fan fiction section. If you go on to Halo.Bungie.org, on the left side, scroll down a little bit, and there's a tab for fan fiction. Click on that, and at least every week, there are updated people send in stories that are all around Halo. And stories that some actually have to do with Master Chief, some don't. A lot of them are really, really good. They just came out with an update that made everybody subject to certain rules. So most of them are pretty good quality stories. I'm involved in that a lot. I post in the forums as Helsing. Some of you may have seen me already. But go check it out. It's really great. And write some stories. We need more people. Well, and just give a shout out. Fumo Jive and Spellcheck. Guys, keep on trucking. Doing great. And let's see. See you later.
Say what? I came back to life for this.
Be part of the show. Email your own segment to podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
And, somebody, if you want to submit a segment and or voicemail, you can call our listener voicemail, 206-888-4256, which is 206-888-HALO, or submitted a 3-minute MP3, basic audio file. Send that over to podtacular@gmail.com.
That's right, and let's move on to a couple shout-outs we got here. Jesus, why don't you go first?
As usual, big thanks to Mr. Freak in the Box, the sound editor. He does a great job with the shows.
Thank you, Freak. Had a lot of work for him this week.
Yeah.
Big shows.
Yeah, dude.
He does a great job.
Also, shout out to Simo, who SIMM0, and thanks for getting us in touch with Spuzzum that one time for that interview a while back. We appreciate it.
Yeah. And shout out to Excel. You know, thanks for the cool image you sent. Was he the one that sent that SIG thingy? That was really cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And no doubt I'm going to use it. I'll put it in my particular forum signature. Oh, yeah. Oh, along with my user bars I made. Did you guys see my user bars?
I saw them. Yeah, I use them actually in other forms.
I have a special one for you, Fu. I'll send it over to you. It's a particular host.
Okay.
Host.
Oh.
But
you know, I made one of those.
But sadly, it is not our place to beg your mom to get you Xbox Live. Okay. But we can say that it'd be really cool if we could play with you, man. Because I respect good artists.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm myself an yeah. artiste. Spellcheck.deviantart.com.
I played against somebody that was doing that. That was hilarious. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm sorry!
That's right.
Excellent.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, sorry.
It was
okay.
Sending your tips, strategies, custom games, and web resources, and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com.
That's right, and check out our website now and then for stuff we're looking for at podtacular.com.
Yes. So, yeah, you know.
So wrapping up, guys, that's it. Coming up next show is the Podtacular update, where we talk about the latest news and announcements, all kinds of cool stuff about Halo 2, what's going on, and that's coming up next show. So
I'll see you here before you know it, like an eagle on speed.
That's right. So until then, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
And I am G. Lewis.
Thanks for joining us, G. Lewis.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, G. Lewis. Be sure to check out G. Lewis's show, Game Talk. Tell them where they can find it, because I forget.
Oh, you forget? You guys can search on iTunes for Game Talk, or you guys can go to www.gametalk.ctag.com, our new website. You know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
So all right. Okay. All right, guys. See you next time.
Yeah. See you next week.
Peace out.
Keep on fragging.
Keep on poning compact.
When fragging trucks, be sure to drive a truck and on the frag on the frag spot so trucks can frag with trucks.
Okay. just bye. Just bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's only one thing left to say.